Morning, Adam. Blake Shin breathing a little easier.
Yeah, morning, Jimmy. This has been a bit of a strange inquiry, hasn't it? It's been ongoing for a few months now, obviously stemming from your ride way back in November on Star Sensation at Rose Hill. And if you remember on the day, Stewart sort of questioned Blake about his riding of the horse in the early stages of the race, suggesting that he bustled the horse to try and find the lead when it might have been better to take a sit. The inquiry was adjourned. They've held a couple of different hearings at Racing New South Wales headquarters over the last couple of months. And at one of those hearings, they even took some evidence in camera and sort of quizzed Blake about his relationship with a mystery punter, so to speak. But yesterday, eventually handed down their verdict. They obtained a lot of financial and communication records and found there was nothing untoward there. So they cleared Blake of any wrongdoing on that ride, any wrongdoing with his dealings off the track as well. And we can all move on from that inquiry now.
They've got their favourite carrots, or Winx's favourite carrots, and they're arriving, aren't they, the Europeans, to try and lure Winx overseas?
Yeah, there's a few European race officials in town this week, DK, speaking to connections of Winx, including the mayor's part owner as well as trainer Chris Waller. And let's be honest, it's probably all a little bit of a show, really. It's a little bit redundant, because Chris has mentioned that he's not going to make any decision on whether Winx is going to campaign overseas until after the George Ryder, which will now be her second start of the campaign. But having said that, it gives us something to talk about and speculate about what she's going to do, but we're not going to get a better gauge, I wouldn't imagine, for another month or so time until she races in that George Ryder. But they're trying hard, aren't they, Tika? They're plotting out all these different programs for her all around Europe, not just including Royal Ascot, they're including races like the Lockage Stakes at Newbury. They're talking about races in France. So they're trying to put together whatever package they possibly can to entice her over there, because obviously she should be a huge, huge draw card. But I think Chris Waller's the man who's going to make the decision, and he's going to keep his cards very close to his chest until the George Ryder.
Yeah, March 24, so it's going to be a big day, and then Chris will make an announcement.
Gut feel, Adam, do you have a sense, you know, is a fourth Cox Plate more impressive than a win at Royal Ascot?
To be honest, Jimmy, my gut feel, I really don't know. I change almost every day, to be honest. Some days I listen to Chris and I think, oh, yeah, I think she's going to be going overseas, and other days I think, no, they'll keep her in town. Don't undersell the lure of trying to win a fourth Cox Plate. I know people sort of said that last year when she equaled Kingston Town's record, that was sort of the be-all and end-all for her at Moonee Valley in the Cox Plate. But as we go down the line, the lure of trying to be the only horse to ever win four Cox Plates is probably increasing as time goes on. Obviously, we know the prize money here is better than what she can probably earn overseas. So they've got a lot of factors to weigh up, where they want to try and, you know, race on in the spring, whether they might retire at some stage midway through this year and get a served by a stallion for the breeding season next year, potentially a stallion over in Europe. There's so much water to go under the bridge. But, in answer to your question, Jimmy, I'm probably still very 50-50. I know I'm sitting on the fence, but I still think it could go either way at this stage.
Music Magnate, good trial yesterday. Now, the stories around about Bjorn Baker wanting to take the horse to Dubai?
Yeah, that's all going ahead, Jimmy. That's going to be 100% confirmed.
Okay.
I sort of heard some comments from Bjorn yesterday suggesting that he's trying to tread a really fine line here by making sure that Music Magnate, the horse, is fit enough when he jumps on the plane, but also carrying enough condition. Because we know how stressful it can be for horses to travel to the other side of the world. You're going to lose some weight on the plane trip over there. So he looked really sharp at a Rose Hill Barrier Trial yesterday, winning it very impressively. He had that run just prior to Christmas, I think it was. No, just after Christmas, sorry, in between Christmas and New Year, when he won well at Randwick. So he's going to have a bit of residual fitness on his side, but he's going to join an illustrious lad over there from the Gelagotis team. So he'll have a two-pronged attack for Australia over there in that Alpha Sprint, which, in all honesty, is probably one of the weaker group ones around the world. The Australian sprinters always seem to do well over there. You go back to the likes of Buffering and Hortensia, but Music Magnate looks like he's shaping up really well for that Dubai trip, and it's full steam ahead for Bjorn Baker in the stable.
I'm not so sure that Dubai is ready for Bjorn.
How do you reckon he's going to go meeting the Sheikh, TK, if he manages to win that race?
What are you doing with that get-up on? he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
They do have areas there, because it's a dry country,
not
isn't
on track,
it?
I don't think.
But they do have areas there where you can grab
heaps,
a drink.
Heaps.
Yeah. Well, you've got the Gelagotis boys who don't mind a celebration, boys. You've got Bjorn Baker, who's one of the more outgoing personalities in Australian racing. And obviously, Robbie Heathcote won the race a few years ago with Buffering.
Buffering.
Yeah.
It was sent over a few of our Larrikins over to Dubai, haven't we?
Yeah. And anyway, they're great. That's really good news. So we wish them all the best. Good on you, Adam.
Thanks, boys. Have a good day.